Need a bracket to fill out for the NCAA men's tournament? Head to thegamenashville.com and download or print off your bracket today. Presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by thenewcumberland.com, Twin Peaks, and Bet365. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, we go to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Vanderbilt forward Devin McLaughlin. Devin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. Vanderbilt opens the SEC tournament. The SEC tournament is over. Vanderbilt opens the NCAA tournament on Friday, a 2:15 tip-off against St. Mary's. But let's go back to Selection Sunday. Devin, the team lost its final few games of the season. You put yourself in position to make the NCAA tournament, but I'm curious what the mood was like at the facility as you were watching the selection show. What was it like for you?
The nerves are high, but we had a strong season, and I know we didn't end it how we wanted it to, but I thought we had good wins over the season, and the nerves are high, but I'm glad we got in.
What's the schedule like for you over the next few days? You play on Friday. So when did you start game planning for St. Mary's? When do you travel to Cleveland for the first round game? What's your schedule between now and Friday?
I think we're going to start scouting St. Mary's today, and then we're going to head over there tomorrow, I believe. But yeah, yesterday was more of a day for getting our bodies right for the game after our long stretch of games we had. And I think everyone's healthy, so we're going to give it our all.
So what's your early impression of St. Mary's? Wins the West Coast Conference regular season title. St. Mary's and Gonzaga usually are the two teams battling it out in that conference. I know you said you're going to be starting your scouting today, but what is your early read on St. Mary's as an opponent?
My early read is they're a good team. I've caught a couple of their games this season. They're big, they're fundamental, but I think they're a good matchup for us. I think we're going to have a good game plan for them. Coach B is a great coach at game planning, so I think we're going to be ready for them come Friday.
We'll talk with Devin McLaughlin, Vanderbilt's forward. Now, Devin, this team was put together by Byington at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you're part of this. He didn't have a team come in, but then he brought a bunch of you guys in, and you guys have answered the bell the whole season. You played a physical brand of basketball that we haven't seen Vandy play in a while, and it's helped you guys in that process. But as you're headed into the tournament, when you got guys like Hogard on your team that have been, to tournaments before prior with Michigan State, do you guys lean on him more with his experience?
He's been doing a great job of just coaching the guys that haven't been. I feel like him and Jalen Carey, I know he went last year, but he's been doing a good job of just getting us ready for the tournament, telling what it's like taking lead, and that's just as his older guys too, like Grant Huffman, he's been there before, and grad students like Chris Mannion, but they have all just been coaching us the rest of the team. So, yeah.
Now you're going against the St. Mary's team that, when it comes to defense, they have a really good defensive efficiency. You guys, again, I go back to the brand of basketball that you guys have been played, but also that brand of basketball has put you and Carey in positions where you're not on the court in the second half as much. Has Coach Byington talked with you and Carey in particular about how important it is for you two to stay on the court?
Yeah, him and all the media, they all been telling me and Jalen that we need to be on the court when we're on the court together. So, it's been an emphasis for us, and we're going to do a good job moving forward.
We're talking to Devin McLaughlin, post player for the Vanderbilt Commodores, heading out to Cleveland to take on, in the first round, St. Mary's. So, Devin, I want to ask you about that part of the game. It sounds easy to, hey, just don't foul, but anybody who's watched the league night in and night out, it's so different than maybe it was before. They're not calling charges as much. There's just a lot of banging that goes on. So how tough has that been for you as sometimes a guy that's guarding somebody a little bit bigger than you to hold your ground, play tough defense without fouling?
It's tough. I'm probably the shortest big in the league, but I play hard. I play physical, And it just depends how they're calling the game that day. Me and Jalen, we're smaller, but I feel like we have more strength. So we use that to our advantage. And, yeah, it's hard when they're coming down to the rim and we're trying to contest the shots. It just depends on how they're calling it. But we've doing drills and practicing, walling up. And, yeah, we've been doing a good job of it.
So how do you know when it's time to try to take the charge? Because back in the day, and Adam Vingan will find this interesting because he's a Duke fan. Duke probably invented the flop way back in the day, right? But they used to call a lot more charges. They didn't have the semicircle in there. It's changed a lot. So how do they teach you how to draw a charge and when it's better to just try to hold your ground and sort of absorb the contact?
Yeah, because of the new calls, we haven't really been taking that many charges. We've been more focusing on walling up and doing our work early instead of taking the charge. But the charges do come in the game, maybe on ball. But, yeah, when we're off the ball, we try to wall up and just make a miss.
Take me back to your experience in the transfer portal, because it's such a unique story with the Vanderbilt program. So tell me how you met Coach Byington and how you decided this was the place, because you had a great unknown, I'm sure, but you guys have come together and made this a really special season.
Yeah, Coach B did a great job of just crafting the team how you wanted it. And Coach B has such an attraction, like his the way he carries the program, the way he coaches, the way the freedom he gives. And, yeah, he just got the players that he wanted. And we gelled very good. I feel like we've been getting better as the season goes on. And that's just a nod to Coach B, putting this good squad together.
So when you went in there, what did you think was going to happen? Did you think you had a pretty good chance of having a lot of choices? How did you make the choice for Vanderbilt and based on the expectations?
Yeah, I thought I'd have a decent amount of choices to choose from. Coach B, he was early, so that he really put the full court press, and I really fell in love with Vandy. Vandy was a great school. I knew the SEC was going to be a very strong league. That's also what I wanted to play. I wanted to play the best basketball I could in college, and so that's what's really attractive at Vanderbilt.
And for people that don't know, you went to Boston College as a walk-on, correct?
I actually was not a walk-on.
Does that get out there? I've heard people throw that out there. How did that get out?
I don't know, but yeah, I wasn't a walk-on though.
Okay, good. Well, that's probably your parents probably like hearing that too. So they didn't have to pay that bill. But so, Devin, let's talk about going forward here. So much has been made about the depth of the SEC, and there's just no easy games at all. I was at the South Carolina game where you had the big tip in. South Carolina's got to be the best 2-14 team or 2-16 team that's ever been in a league like that, because they're pretty good. But are you guys looking forward to just getting a chance to play somebody outside the league for the first time in a while?
Yeah, I mean, every day's been a battle in the SEC. So, It'll be good to see some new faces. Get a new scout, get a new feel for everything, and I feel like we're going to give St. Mary's our best shot.
What do you think was the most important thing early on to be able to gel like you guys have? It probably took me, as a former player, watching you guys, because I watch the games every year, but it probably took me 3, 4, 5 games just to realize which guy's which guy came from which school. It's a process. So, what was that like in the summer? What was the key to gelling so fast?
The key to gelling in the summer, it was tough. It was difficult because we didn't really play any games together, because that's how you really like learn to learn your teammates. So when we started playing games, like going to war, losing, winning, highs, lows, that's when we really started to gel together. And as the season went on, I felt like we just kept getting tighter as a team, and that really helped our program.
So I think it's fair to say that you guys were a little bit worn down, a couple of guys got banged up. You had a little thinner bench, I know, for the last couple of games. What has been the mindset of sort of hitting the reset button? I heard Coach talking about the other day, it was the first time in a while you guys had a practice with everybody out there and feeling a little bit healthy. So how have you guys tried to make use of these extra days to sort of recharge?
Yeah, we've been hitting the rehab. Our strength and conditioning coach has been really hitting the stretches and stuff, and definitely the cold tub as well. And we've just been taking this time to just regroup and come back together how we were a couple of weeks ago. And I thought we're going to be doing a good job of it.
Vanderbilt forward Devin McLaughlin joining us here on D-Mace Fan.
Adam, have you had when's the last time you had the cold tub?
Never.
D-Mace, are you a cold tub guy?
When I was playing, I would prescribe to the cold tub, but right about now, I'm too old.
I'll stick to the hot tub, not the cold tub.
Thank you.
Devin McLaughlin joining us on the program. Devin, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on Friday against St. Mary's.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Devin McLaughlin joining us here. Vanderbilt forward. Remember, Vanderbilt kicks off its NCAA tournament on Friday, a 2:15 tip-off approximately, against St. Mary's, and we will have that game for you live right here on 102.5, 106.3, the game, the 10th-seeded Commodores against the 7th-seeded St. Mary's Gales in Cleveland, Ohio. 615-737-1025. We will continue our discussion on the NCAA tournament. Some interesting comments from an old school coach. One thing that I think is going to be discussed a lot as the NCAA tournament kicks off tonight, but really in earnest on Thursday. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The game.